is The King, released last October. Dan Blakeslee and the Calabash Club. Big thanks to the wonderful Mr. Dan Blakeslee for that excellent Music Savage Show radio drop. You are the man, my friend. I played you Lion on the Road from the band Super 2017 release The Alley Walker. Chicano Batman, Moment of Joy, and that's off the LA band's fourth studio album, Invisible People, released May of last year on ATO. It is wonderful. Sunny War, Age of Man, great single. It's a standalone single from the LA musician, released in 2018. And kicking off this set with surprise music from Typhoon, as I said. They released an album last Friday, Out of the Blue. I played you a track called Empire Builder off of their fifth album, and I hope that you enjoyed it. I think that you did. I could tell that you did. All right. What am I going to do? Oh, yeah. So it is 2021, thankfully. And there were a lot of amazing albums released in 1991. This is just a handful in this set of some terrific records released back in 1991. They're all celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. I cannot believe that all of these albums I'm about to play for you are 30 years old. I've been listening to them for that long. And kick it off with a great one. Well, they're all going to be great. Here's Throwing Muses. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. On the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. When I tell she had been crying. It's that same song on the radio. It makes me sad. I meant to turn it off, to say goodbye, to leave in quiet radio song. Hey, hey, hey. Been crying. It's that same song. The DJ sucks. Makes me sad. I tried to turn it off.
Turn it off.
To say goodbye, my love. That radio song.
Hey, hey. What are you saying? What are you playing? Who are you obeying day after day in? Huh?
Celebrating songs released 30 damn years ago. Just a few songs from a few albums released back in 1991. Pixies right there with Alec Eiffel. Man, I love that album. I loved that album when I got it back in high school. It's the second single off the Boston Band's a fourth studio album. It's called Trompe Le Monde. It was released in September of 91. It's the last album to feature Kim Deal. Up out of that, Ned's Atomic Dustbin, Graysell Green, fantastic single off their debut album, Godfather, released in April of that year. Material Issue, Valerie Loves Me, second single, and one of my favorite songs from the 90s. It's off the Chicago Trio's debut album, International Pop Overthrow, released in February. REM, Radio Song, fourth and final single taken off of their seventh studio album. It features KRS-One. The album is called Out of Time, released in March. Blur, There's No Other Way, second single off the band's brilliant debut album, Leisure, or as they say in Britain, Leisure, released in August. I was fortunate enough to see them in November of 91 at Brass City Records in Waterbury, Connecticut, right before they played Toad's Place in New Haven. They played a four-song acoustic set on a small little stage in a fantastic underground indie. It was one of the best record stores ever, Brass City Records. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist anymore, but I spent a lot of my time there. And I was there with my girlfriend, now wife. See, so music brings it all together, doesn't it? Kicking off that set with Throwing Muses, Counting Backwards, lead single off their fourth studio album, and last with Tanya Donnelly, The Real Ramona, released in February. So kind of tied it together, Throwing Muses, kicking it off, The Breeders' his last album, Counting Backwards, Real Ramona with Tanya Donnelly, and I played you the last album, The Pixies, featuring Kim Deal, and Kim Deal and Tanya Donnelly. They went on and do some stuff, you know that. All right, so with a set of 30-year-old songs behind us, let's get into a set of brand new songs. These are all songs from albums and EPs released this week, kicking it off with a New York musician going by the name of Fairy. New Music Week, Music Savage Show.
My new favorite color. so stuck on the new J-Paul. Said my clothes are sticking to me and I can't quite see my walls. Started dreaming of a house with red carnations by the windows, where he didn't feel so small, so overwhelmed by all his flaws. I know you can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so, won't hurt so much forever. Anything at the moment, just know it won't hurt so, won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much, won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much, won't hurt so much. I know you can't let go of anything at the moment, just know it won't hurt so, won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. So much.
So may the world might come and blow your house down. First a tornado, then a plague. Let us use our hands to help and hold. Let us utilize our mighty soul. You might be worried about the government. I admit that I was worried too. We will endure this wretched toll. Let us pour love unto the mighty soul. All know that we don't know nothing. It's a new world to behold. A golden hour to stand for something. To find the power in your mighty soul. First a tornado, then a plague. Let us use our hands to help and hold. Let us pour love unto the mighty soul.
Thank you.
sheep wouldn't listen. They didn't care. They were singing worship songs.
Yourself some all those albums out this week. Pick them up. Music makes everything better. Black Pistol Fire, track called Black Halo, second single off the Austin, Texas duo's sixth album, Look Alive, out now via Black Hill Records. Goat Girl doing the crack. the South London trio. They've taken a new sound on their sophomore album. It's called On All Fours, out via Rough Trade. Langhorn Slim with Mighty Soul, beautiful number off the Nashville-based musician's eighth studio album, Strawberry Mansion, released on Dual Tone Records. Fantastic stuff from Arlo Parks. Great single off of the British musician's highly anticipated debut album. It's called Collapsed in Sunbeams, out now via Transgressive Records. And I think it's probably on par to be one of my favorite albums of the year. And the year's just started. Fairy kicking off the set, Fever Dream. Fairy's the project of New York City musician Christine Joyce Lamb. And this single appears on her debut EP, 2 a.m. So great. So much amazing new music. All right. So, as you know, it's the Hot Take Sets. Last set of Music Savage shows. Usually, this one, we get a lot of music sent to us, the three of us, and every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time on MusicSavage.com. Well, we post the Hot Takes, which is our favorite songs and videos sent to us throughout the week. And I heard this one and loved it pretty quickly. I think you will as well. Here is great stuff from Halfwaif on the Hot Takes set, Music Savage Show.
Check my email. Somebody just give me the damn highlights. I don't wanna be here. How am I supposed to be here? I don't wanna be here. Staring at the wall again. Somebody hold me up.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Was fun. There's a lot of great music, if I do say so myself, and I hope that it's not just me that thinks that. Ending it, as you know, hot takes set. Sound of Daft Punk, you know where you went these past 2 hours. I hope you enjoyed that journey. Ending it with more Chiba. Man, oh man, they're back. Sounds of Blue, name of the lead single, released this week. That's off the British duo's upcoming album. It's called The Blackest Blue. It's out May 14th via Cartel Music Group. So exciting. Great stuff from John Batiste. I Need You, first taste of new music off his upcoming album, We Are, out March 19th. The video for that is great. Melby, a bit of that. Old Life, name of the track I played for you. Wonderful new single from the Stockholm band, just released this week, and they have a great video for that. Kicking off that set with Half Waif, Orange Blossoms, name of the song. Half Waif is the project of Nandi Rose. And the single is a side A to a new 7-inch record out February 14th via Anti Records. There's a video for that as well. Always catch our hot takes posts, new and old, on MusicSavage.com. Thank you so much for listening to the latest live on tape Music Savage show, recorded right here, my home in Cambridge. Recording studio, hopefully one day be back behind the booth at WMFO. Until that day, thanks for tuning in. It's once again, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope to see you again right back here next Friday. Tell your friends, tell your folks, tune into the Music Savage Show every Friday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Boston time. And whenever you're listening on the interwebs, thank you so much. Take care of yourselves, be kind to yourself, and be kind to others. We'll get through this together, everyone. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. All right, it's Ryan D signing off. Do take care. I'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.